from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on a man whose voice you're going to hear tomorrow on Westwood One's coverage of Miami in Florida. 3:30 kick right here on 92.3 The Fan. Great college football analyst for Westwood One, Derek Rackley. Derek, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we kind of got to start with Florida and Miami here. Yeah, there was a time where we could look down to Miami and say, why is Miami not on a level of Florida and Florida State like we're used to? Well, now it's all three teams. Why are none of these great, prominent Florida programs at the level their fans and maybe, you know, us commentators expect them to be?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think some of it has to do with recruiting has kind of fell to the wayside, and you could maybe tap Nick Saban on the shoulder and thank him for that, because him and Kirby Smart have kind of taken over the recruiting in the Southeast. And I would even say for a while, maybe not recently, for a while, Dabo Swinney was in that conversation as well. And those three guys kind of tag teamed and took some of the best competition in the Southeast. Whereas you kind of go back in the day, go back to the Steve Spurrier days, if you will, like there were times when the best talent in the state of Florida was not leaving the state of Florida. But what happens is you get this parity in college football, you get the opening of the transfer portal, and now guys are going somewhere different every single year. So it's not like they had that ability to kind of monopolize the state, which there was a time, and probably still to this day, where Florida ended up producing some of the best high school players in the country. So I think the fact that a lot of these programs are missing out on those players, they're going to Alabama, they're going to Georgia, they had been going to Clemson, is part of the reason why the playing field got leveled a little bit.
When it comes to Mario Cristobal and Billy Napier, the head coaches in this game that people are going to hear on our station tomorrow, I know they have the connection from Alabama. They're good friends from way back in the day. But who is in a better position to kind of reclaim their throne for their individual school?
Not saying that either of them have a tight grasp on that, but I would probably give a slight edge to Mario Cristobal for one major reason. And it's something I've been kind of looking at as I've been preparing for this game, is that Mario Cristobal has quietly put together two really good recruiting classes as far as rankings go, okay? I will always say this, that rankings are rankings. What do you do with the players once you get them on campus? Do you and your coaching staff have that ability to take them to the next level and make them even better players? Is the difference between you being a conference championship, a national championship contender, or another team that hovers around 500? Again, I'll throw the two names out that I said previously in Nick Saban and Kirby Smart. Those two guys would take really good recruits that came into their campus, and they would make them even better players. They would make them pros throughout the course of their career in those respective college uniforms. So right now, you have two top 10 classes. This past year, a top 5 class from Cristobal at Miami. So now can he and his staff take those highly touted players and make them a conference championship or national championship contending team? So that's the reason why I would say he's in the best position right now, because he might have better players than what Napier does.
Derek, we got a great weekend of college football that I want to get to, but last night was a very fun game. North Dakota State, Colorado eking out a victory. And I say that out of respect for North Dakota State, not to diminish what Colorado did, but how far did yesterday's win over North Dakota go to convince you year two of Deion and Boulder will look better than maybe year one did with that kind of collapse at the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of question marks around how, like, Deion was putting this thing together in Colorado. And, I was fortunate enough. I got to do his first game last year when he played at TCU. And to get a chance to see the team that got so much attention coming into the season. But you can just kind of tell that there were players here and there. But if you look at the lines of scrimmage, that's where things didn't look like big-time power football. And so I knew at some point that was going to run out. And I just also think that you got to be careful with this. The coaches that manage this transfer portal and how you're going to get these players to develop chemistry, the ones that are able to figure that out quickly are the ones that are going to have the most success. I still feel like that's the reason why you got some of the blue blood programs are doing the best, because they're doing it with their incoming freshmen. And a lot of them are staying there, the ones that obviously play a lot. But for Deion, it's just a matter of he had to do what he could do to get the most competitive product on the field. And then when you decide to schedule any team that's got North Dakota or South Dakota in it as your non-conference, you better be real careful, because those teams can flat out play. And I got a chance to do the FCS championship for a couple of years, and watching that versus watching FBS level football, you get really good FCS teams. There's not a huge gap, because those kids are system kids and they play it to the T. So the fact that he was able to pull out a win against them, I think is encouraging, because he's supposed to, right? But the fact that you schedule North Dakota State, who is a powerhouse at the FCS level, is a little bit dicey, but he was able to come out with a victory.
Derek Rackley, Westwood One college football analyst on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Miami versus Florida, 3:30 kick, courtesy of Westwood One on 92.3 The Fan tomorrow afternoon. But now we look forward here, and Travis Hunter is one heck of a player. And yet we don't know if Colorado is going to be above 500. If let's say Travis is continuing to be maybe the best player in college football, but Colorado doesn't get above 500, should the team record affect Heisman candidacy?
No, it should not, especially with him, because of how valuable. It's one thing to say a kid that's on a 500 team that plays wide receiver, that ends up the season with 91 catches and 1,600 yards and 15 touchdowns, right? Because, I can tell you, I'm a Biletnikoff Award voter. Sometimes you look past it because you're like, well, what about the competition? Or does he will his team to win games, right? It's easier with a quarterback. The ball's in his hands every single time. You know, Travis Hunter, that dominates on both sides of the ball, if he is able to continue to put up these type of numbers, I mean, what a game that he ends up having last night. And I saw him. I saw him last week, week one, and I was like, wow, I heard about this kid playing two ways. But he is legit. I mean, this kid is absolutely electric of a player. I don't know how he doesn't get tired. I know he's young. Got to give him a lot of credit for his physical conditioning. But the kid's an absolute stud.
Derek, how much of a chance do you give Clemson to upset Georgia?
Not really a whole lot. I got a chance to call both teams a number of times over the years. I don't have a stake in the game for either of them. I didn't go to either school. I didn't even play in the SEC. I just kind of call a spade as I see it. And I'm just a big fan of the way that Kirby Smart continues to coach his team. And I listen to the little things that he says in press conferences when people ask him questions. And obviously it's so reminiscent of Nick Saban, but it just seems like with Kirby Smart, if you don't play the game at 110% the level of what the coaching staff is expecting them. And to me, you can just tell when you listen to him speak that tenacity and playing ferocious is a requirement to play on the field for Georgia. If you don't play that way, you won't step out on the field. And if you don't compete every single day and earn a spot to get on the field for Georgia, you're not going to play, right? And I'm not saying that that's not what Dabo Swinney does at Clemson. I've just seen this trajectory of where Georgia's going. And again, I go back to the comment I made about Cristobal and Napier. Can you develop your freshmen and make them even better every single year when they come into your program? That's what I've seen from Kirby Smart at Georgia. Him and his staff continually takes a 4- and 5-star, and dare I say, make them 5- and 6-star caliber players because they end up going, just look at the NFL draft. Just look at the NFL draft, and that's all the evidence that you need to see.
Whether it's Clemson, Georgia, Notre Dame, A&M, a few ranked teams have what could be nice little challenges. We mentioned Miami and Florida, the game you're going to be on. Who do you think's on upset special this weekend?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, it's a good question because I spend so much time on the game that I'm doing. And so I don't know if I've got somebody on upset special. I mean, I think there's a really good chance that Florida wins this game, and they're the team that's not ranked and Miami is ranked. Is that a huge upset? Maybe not when you're looking at a 19th ranked Miami. But I just think that when you've got a returning quarterback coming back like Florida does, and the numbers that he put up last year, and you're playing inside of a stadium that's, you know, call it 88,000 to 90,000, you can get home field advantage on your side. And you're playing with a sense of desperation, knowing that, you know, I'll just call it out. Like, Billy Napier, it's a huge year for him. Like, he's got to win. Like, you've got to win this year if you want to keep this job at Florida, because that's what the expectation is. I think there's a really good chance that Florida comes out, plays inspired, and maybe they knock off a ranked Miami team for your upset.
Derek, looking here in Ohio, we're crazy about Ohio State, but still have questions about this alleged $20 to $30 million Ohio State team. What do you think is the biggest roadblock to an OSU title? Georgia, Oregon, Michigan, or perhaps the Buckeyes themselves?
I'm going to say Michigan because I've done the game over the last few years, and if you ask anybody inside that program, that's the biggest game on the schedule, period. Like, that is the most important game on that schedule. Yes, you can give me all the coaching innuendos that you want. The most important game is the next game. And the most important game is the game after that. Everybody that is a Buckeye fan or a Wolverine fan knows that that's the game that you circle on the schedule. And everything builds up to that, and everything catapults off of that. And, you know, give Michigan credit for the way that they've come prepared to play them the last couple of years. But to me, it's Michigan because it's always Michigan. And yeah, I like your comment that you made about Ohio State being the biggest roadblock in front of them, because sometimes it is. Sometimes you can't get out of your own way. You shoot yourself in the foot, or maybe you're not as good as everybody perceives you to be. But knowing that rivalry and knowing how those two programs prepare, everything centers around that game every single year.
With all that said, Ohio State and Georgia are the betting favorites to be the national champion. Who are you giving the advantage to?
I'm giving the advantage to Georgia. And again, I don't have any stake in it, but I will tell you that I live in the state of Georgia. So I probably get biased because of the state that I live in. But I'm going to give the edge to Kirby Smart and his program. The way that they continually play defense in and out, and everything that they have coming back, I'm going to give the edge to the Bulldogs.
All right, one more, Derek, because we talked about the Saban retirement early in this. Who do you think in college football benefits most that Nick Saban decided to hang up his headset?
Everybody in the SEC. Every single coach in the SEC, their road gets just a little, and just a little bit easier. And I don't want to take anything away from Kalen DeBoer. I mean, he might end up putting together a powerhouse as he's there. But everybody in the SEC is able to sleep just a little bit better now.
That it's probably true there. Although I'm sure Ohio State fans won't mind it as well. Derek, great stuff, man. Can't wait to hear on the call tomorrow. Florida, Florida, Miami, courtesy of our friends at Westwood One. You do such a great job, man, and cannot wait to hear it and cannot wait for more great college football now that we head into week one.
Yeah, me too. Thanks a lot, guys.
Derek Rackley, Westwood One college football analyst, and I think he kind of summed it up there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.